In the church, we kind of understand that this is the ones that the church is the ones that God called out. We're the called out ones. In churches out in the other areas, they believe it's a building, but we know that the church is us and not some building in our neighborhoods. There are many varying views of the purpose of the church as well. There are different ideas of what the church represents and what the what the responsibilities are. So what are the responsibilities of the church? What is the purpose of the church? What did Jesus say about the church? Today I would like to go over two basic responsibilities of the church. I served as an army in the army as a sergeant or a non-commissioned officer. NCO is what we called it. And we occasionally had to recite our NCO creed. In the second paragraph, there was this phrase. My two basic responsibilities will always be uppermost in my mind: the accomplishment of my mission and the welfare of my soldiers. Sorry, I had to recite it that way. I always did it when we were standing at attention and very loudly. But that was our responsibility as a sergeant in the Army, was to accomplish our mission and the welfare of our soldiers. So I want to show you how this kind of relates to the church's responsibilities today. Our first responsibility was to accomplish our mission. Each unit had its own mission statement depending on what we were to do. It could be take that hill over there, or secure and defend this town. Also, it could be to transport these troops and equipment over to Afghanistan or Iraq. I served as a commander of a recruiting station. So my mission was to enlist 13 new recruits each month. And I would divide this mission up amongst my soldiers, and we would accomplish that mission. Then I would actually sit back and I would kind of help them to be able to achieve this goal. Let's look how this, principle relates to one of the basic responsibilities of the church. If you would, we will turn to Matthew 28. My son tried to allude to that we were going there. Matthew 28, we're going to look at verse 19 and 20. Matthew 28, verse 19. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of age. Amen. This is the mission, or the Great Commission, of the church. In the modern era, the church has been accomplishing this through radio, magazine, television, and now the internet, and other electronic devices. The media department of the church has been working on new applications to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, which is expanding through smartphones, tablets, TV apps. The ability to reach more people is the greatest that it has ever been in the history of the church. The church is fulfilling this great commission and this responsibility. As an Army sergeant, my second responsibility was to the welfare of my soldiers. At times in my career, I was a supervisor of just one soldier all the way up to 35 soldiers. It was my job to take care of their needs. I would instruct them, ensure that they were working on a college degree so they could advance in promotions, as well as scheduling them for training at different military schools that they needed. I counseled them, I encouraged them, we discussed things of what they were doing well and what they needed to improve on. I took care of my soldiers and their families. Let's look how this relates to the basic responsibility of the church. Turn with me to John, chapter 21, verse 15. John 21 and verse 15. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Feed my lambs." Verse 16. He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Tend my sheep." Verse 17, he says, he said to him a third time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he had asked him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." We are gathered here on the Sabbath to be fed. Our pastors and our elders of the church are here to feed the flock, to guide us spiritually, to train us, to teach us, and to encourage us. They help to take care of our spiritual needs and those of our families. We go to the elders for healing and for counseling. They watch over us like a good shepherd. While serving in the Army, we sergeants were to maintain a balance between our two responsibilities. Now, I had some good sergeants who did that. However, I had some that focused more on the mission, therefore neglecting the soldiers and their needs. This caused morale issues. And one of the most overlooked factors that was important to a soldier is their family. Yes, soldiers have families. You wouldn't believe what the experience I had after 9/11. And one in particular, we were out at the Buffalo Bills Stadium there, and Pittsburgh Steelers were in town, and it was right after 9/11. And they had us out there. We were all in our dress uniform with a bunch of firefighters, police officers, and other branches of the service, and we held this huge flag that pretty much took up the whole field. And afterwards, we were walking around. We got to stay there and watch the game. But we're walking around in uniform, and everybody kept on coming up and thanking us for our service. And one guy came up, and he says, "Hey, thanks for serving. I really can't, since I have a family. I got to take care of my little ones. And so thanks again for serving so I don't have to." My son was 8 years old at the time, and my daughter was 5. I don't know why they thought we were just serving and didn't have a family of our own that we are concerned about. A soldier that's over in Afghanistan will not be focused on their duties if they're worrying about their families back home. As a non-commissioned officer, it was my responsibility to ensure that those families were being provided for and being taken care of. As a sergeant, I felt it was more important at times to take care of my soldiers than the mission. However, I did not neglect the mission, but I had help with the mission. My soldiers appreciated the time off that I gave to them to spend more time with their family, and I took care of them in helping them to get promoted to that next pay grade. They showed their gratitude by making the mission. They made sure that we accomplished our mission. They did not want to let me down because I didn't let them down. And we did not fail. How does this apply to the church? We want to help the church accomplish its mission to preach the gospel and to feed the sheep. We give tithes and offerings to the church to help fund this great work. We serve the church by setting up the hall, bringing and serving refreshments and meals. We have those that serve as greeters, ushers, teachers for the young children, handing out the songbooks, special music, and the list goes on and on of all the things that we're able to do here and help out. We encourage one another and we pray for one another. We visit the shut-ins and the sick. There are many ways for us to serve in the church and to help with the two basic responsibilities that are commanded by Jesus: to preach the gospel to the whole world and to feed the sheep, to feed the church. There is another way that we can help out, us members, with this great commission that Jesus has given to us. And we can be able to accomplish both of these things. We can preach the gospel and take care of each other by our example. One of the biggest things at the GCE this past month, was live the word. We know the word, we hear the word. We have to live it, though. And just by our example, that we can be a light to others out there so they can see how we are supposed to be in following Jesus. And in that way, we're also preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and the gospel of Jesus to the world. How we conduct our everyday life should reflect the teachings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As a testimony for the world around us, our neighbors, our hoods, our workplaces, we do not want to let our sergeants or our ministers down either. We want to help them in their duties to help them to accomplish the Great Commission as we are able. As the Apostle Paul said, we are all part of the body of the church, serving our purpose that God has assigned for us. It is our responsibility to get out there and to help out however we can help out, so that our pastors can focus on the things that they need to, and we can have everything set up for them and ready to go, and it's less worry for them so that they can accomplish their duties. We all have a part in this. We're all part of this church, and we can all help out in one way or another. So what are the two basic responsibilities of the church? Look at our seal. Preaching the gospel and preparing the people.